Chapter 11. A few days ago, Matt had never been in a helicopter. Now it seemed as if he was spending most of his life in one. The trip back to Rio was every bit as spectacular in reverse, and it lost none of its beauty and interest with the repetition. Matt hoped they would have time to explore the huge city, but Harper's plane was already waiting to take them on to Copenhagen. Passport checks and security were barely a formality, and it was clear that the authorities were more than happy to have Harper as their guest. Even with the air conditioning full on in the aircraft, Matt could feel the heat. He was still tired from the last journey, and it wasn't long after they were airborne before he was drifting off to sleep again. He woke feeling refreshed but with a bitter taste in his mouth and realized he was hungry as well as thirsty. Robin was sitting close by, eating a salad. He went to the galley to get himself some food and then joined her. Venture, Harper and Catherine Feather were sitting around the conference area in the jet, talking about the island and how to go about researching where to look when they arrived. So Matt took the opportunity to talk quietly to Robin about the amphitheater under Harper's Pyramid. Outside, the sky was a deep blue, with wisps of clouds drifting past. If there were shapes in the clouds, then it was probably just the water vapor reacting to the air currents and the temperature. If there were faces peering in at the windows, then Matt did not notice them. There was a limo waiting at Copenhagen to drive them from the airport into the city center. Catherine had booked them into a large modern hotel right in the middle of the city. It was impersonal and unremarkable, and reminded Matt of where he had stayed for a day when he came to Copenhagen with his mum. It was late afternoon when they arrived, and Matt and Robin left the others to their discussions and walked through the nearby Tivoli Gardens. In one of the buildings, there was an exhibition of holograms that fascinated Matt. They were lit by bright spotlights that enhanced the three-dimensional effect. Pictures of faces, vehicles, flowers, even a model of a dinosaur. He was intrigued by the way the images seemed both real and unreal at the same time. The way that light could be so clever. "You know," Robin told him, "all the information about the image is held in every part of the hologram."
"So what does that mean?" he asked.
"It means that if you break one, shatter it into pieces, then each piece will show a smaller version of the complete image. Not a fragment of the picture, but the whole thing. Order out of apparent chaos."